Welcome back, food lovers. You're tuning in to Flavors and Knowledge with me, Ben Harper. Today, we're diving into a dish that's as comforting as it is protein-packed, high-protein chicken Alfredo. Whether you're looking to build muscle or just want a healthier take on this creamy classic, this episode is for you. Segment 1, Introduction to Chicken Alfredo. Now, who doesn't love a good Alfredo? It's creamy. It's comforting, and let's be honest, it's downright delicious. But today, we're not just making any Alfredo, we're boosting it with extra protein to keep up with your fitness goals. Imagine indulging in your favorite pasta while feeding your muscles what they need to grow. Sounds great, right? Before we jump into the cooking, let's talk about what you'll need. Grab a sturdy frying pan or skillet, a pot for your pasta, a colander, and of course, some basic cooking utensils. With these tools, you're all set for a culinary adventure. Let's talk ingredients. Start with boneless, skinless chicken breasts, high in protein and perfect for slicing into those bite-sized pieces we all love. Then for our cheese, a blend of Parmesan and mozzarella will give you that creamy texture and rich flavor, boosting your protein intake further. Now, onto the sauce. We're skipping the heavy cream and opting for a mix of Greek yogurt and low-fat milk. This swap not only enhances the protein content, but also cuts down on fat. It's a win-win for both your taste buds and your waistline. All right, let's get cooking. Season your chicken breasts with salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Heat your skillet, add a drizzle of olive oil, and cook the chicken until it's golden brown. Once done, let it rest before slicing it into strips. Next, cook your pasta until al dente and let's whip up that Alfredo sauce. In the same skillet, saute some minced garlic, then stir in your Greek yogurt and gradually add chicken broth to achieve that smooth, creamy consistency. Stir in your cheeses until everything is beautifully melted and thickened. Combine your pasta and sauce, adding the sliced chicken on top, and give it a good mix. There, you've just made a dish that's as nourishing as it is delightful. Segment 5, serving and storing. Now, let's talk serving and storing. Serve your chicken Alfredo hot, garnished with a sprinkle of parsley for that fresh touch. Got leftovers? Store them in the fridge, and when you're ready, just reheat with a splash of milk to keep it creamy. And remember, cooking isn't just about following a recipe. It's about creating something that nourishes both your body and soul. So invite someone special over and share this delicious, high-protein meal. Because good food is meant to be shared, right? That's it for today's episode on high-protein chicken Alfredo. I hope you feel inspired to muscle up your mealtime with this tasty, protein-packed dish. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the joy of food is in both the making and the sharing. Until next time, keep those flavors bold and your health in check.